this is Christy, and we are going to start by listening to a live replay. There is on TikTok a user called Toxicity, I think is what it, how you pronounce it, Toxicity, and it evidently is someone who is close to the family or part of the family on Sister Wives. They use different kinds of things to hide their voice. So they try to change it up so you can't tell who it is. But in my opinion, some of them sound just like McKelty and Tony, especially in this live replay that you're going to hear real quick. And tell me what you think. Here we go.
Hi, folks. We're going to get started here in a moment. Just want to give everybody a chance to join. Please bear with me for right now, because I'm really nervous. First off, I just want to say that unfortunately, this live stream isn't going to go as we had originally planned. We received cease and desist letters earlier this week. So, we've had to go through that. We were given 48 hours to respond to the cease and desist letters, and our lawyers are in the process of taking care of that. We would had hoped that our insistence that this TikTok account was for entertainment purposes only had would have prevented that from happening, but hopefully we will be able to take care of that soon. Please keep in mind that most of us have normal jobs, and we have average incomes, and trying to fight powerful people and organizations like that, it's extremely hard and very, very expensive. So we're doing the best we can with what we have right now. I'm going to read the statement from our lawyer, and then I will continue with our own statement. On January 23rd, a TikTok account by the name of Toxicity was created to bring attention to three serious topics: the exploitation of minors in the entertainment industry, the verbal, emotional, and physical abuse prevalent behind the scenes of reality television, as well as social media and religious organizations, and finally, the financial and emotional struggles that often present themselves after leaving organized religion or aging out of reality television. I was preemptively retained in mid-January and advised my clients to pause what they were doing on social media. Against my advice, they continued to post in an attempt to have their voices heard. While I understand the desire to speak your truth, I also understand the legal ramifications of doing so in such a public way. As is obvious by my clients' video uploads, they are not professionals and have made poor wording choices. Although there have been missteps in their journey to reveal their truths, I will actively fight the unlawful, unjust, and unethical attempt to silence my clients by fear and coercion. Freedom of speech is not limited to those that hold positions of power. It is also my client's constitutional right. After a productive meeting on January 24th, my clients have all agreed to take a step back from the social media content that they have been producing, and move forward in a more thoughtful, strategic way. Changes will be effective immediately and will continue until further notice. Please see my client's attached statement. Thank you. And I'm going to read our statement right now. So please bear with me. First and foremost, we would like to apologize to any individuals that have been hurt by the content of our videos. This is not us retracting any statements. It's just acknowledging that we may have made some people uncomfortable with how and when we released information. We understand that information being released before you're prepared can be difficult, and we sincerely apologize for any distress that we have caused. Balancing telling our personal stories while also being sensitive to others who have been directly involved has proven difficult. Our goals for this TikTok have not changed since the beginning, but it's clear we've missed the mark on several occasions by our approach. Please remember that we are human and have human feelings. What you see on reality television is not always reality and can be manipulated to be more interesting or suspenseful. You can't possibly know anyone intimately based on 60 spliced together minutes of their life each week. These are real people behind these manufactured and manipulated moments. And a lot of times these people are underage and cannot give their informed consent. We will continue to rally against the unethical, non-consensual use of children within the entertainment industry for financial gain. We will continue our fight against extreme religious practices and unscrupulous individuals that continue to victimize not just children, but adults as well. And lastly, we will fiercely advocate for anyone involved in or escaping dangerous and unethical situations. Starting today, we will temporarily only be releasing publicly available information. We cannot control what you infer from the order in which, the combination of, or how we release this already public information. We are extremely overwhelmed by the growth of this TikTok and all of the supportive comments. We are excited to move forward in a way that protects us, our family, and loved ones, while also furthering our mission. Thank you. Again, how much your support for us has been appreciated. We'll be trying to stay safe through this. It's been very difficult and very disappointing. Thank you, everybody, so much. I want to wish everybody a good night. Take care of yourselves. And we hope to be posting this weekend, I believe Sunday. Hi, folks.
So this was from 4 days ago. There's some people that think that it could be Leon and Audrey. There's some videos that sound like it could be Aspen or Isabel. I think it sounds like McKelty and Tony. This one sounds like Tony to me. So whatever voice disguiser they used wasn't very strong on this one. But it definitely sounds like how Tony talks. Regardless, it's kind of neat to get some insight from the kid's perspective. Again, this is me assuming this is one of the kids behind the toxicity TikTok. But they have got some more videos that I will share with you. It is interesting to get their point of view and their thoughts on Mary, their thoughts on Robin. This one in particular deals with the cease and desist letter. So I am going to read you a little bit of this right now. It almost sounds like it is from their lawyer, but I can't tell. It says, Mr., and the Mr.'s blank, I represent, and it's blocked out, reference the matter on January 16th. You posted a series of videos via the, social media app TikTok that included false and defamatory statements about my client. We believe your statements made on January 16th were made with the intention of damaging my client's reputation. Because of your false statements, my client has not felt comfortable to use social media. Then some things are blanked out, and has suffered a financial loss of no less than $45,000. You are directed to cease and desist all posts on social media mentioning my client. The act of publishing videos, including defamatory statements about another person or entity, is actionable in Utah. You are hereby directed to immediately cease and desist all defamatory statements against my client. All videos on TikTok mentioning my client must be permanently removed. So, I'm assuming whoever posted this lives in Utah, maybe? I think the person they're referring to most likely is Mary. I will go back and try to look at some of the former videos that were posted. Definitely deal with Mary is one of them, the people, and some with, let me see if I can look this up real quick for you. So right here is a video that is on this toxicity account. It's a video of McKelty. Here it goes now.
This video is of my personal opinion of Mary Brown. I am going to read it from my phone. I've been typing and I've been working on it for a little bit now because I think that just spewing forth, I just want to make sure that I'm actually heard. So this is going to be read verbatim. But this is me. I'm reading this. This is what I myself typed. I'm speaking on my own personal experiences and opinion of Mary Brown. I don't want to discount my siblings' experiences with her, though. I don't remember Mary ever being physically abusive to me. She was very emotionally and verbally abusive to all of us when we were younger until I think we got old enough and she stopped because, I don't know, we were able to fight back or something, I guess. We were just too old for her to continue. I honestly think I got the brunt of it. I think that, and my siblings have told me multiple times that they think that I did receive the worst that she gave. However, I think that we were all affected by her. Now as adults, her and I do both sell LuLaRoe, which is a clothing company. So from time to time in the professional sense, we do cross each other. We don't really interact, but we're cordial. She's not, nor will she ever be, part of my life, nor my husband's or my kids' lives because of the trauma I've experienced as a child growing up. I don't think she's a terrible person, but I don't think she's necessarily a nice person. I hope she can find love and happiness in the future. I wish her the best, honestly. I think that it is really good that her and my dad came forward and decided to completely end their relationship because it just means that both parties can move forward in a more positive light. I hope that in the future she can find love, she can find happiness, she can find something else that is just for her and that it helps her to become a nicer person.
So that was from 5 days ago. So this video was put out a day before that live feed, the first audio that you heard. And that's McKelty talking. And I don't know if this is the original source of the video, if this was actually a TikTok, or if this is a TikTok had gotten from a different source. But this is McKelty talking. And let's see, we may have another video here. Okay, this video is of Tony. So it's back-to-back against the one McKelty just did. Also 5 days ago.
What do I think about Mary Brown? Here's the thing. I never interacted with Mary very much. You know, I've never had in-depth conversations with her. I never hung out with her very much. So I really can only form my opinion from, you know, very little and from what McKelty tells me. And I know that she has not been so nice and has hurt McKelty in the past. And I tend to not like people that hurt my wife. And that's about it. So she's not a huge part of our lives, but you know, I wish her the best. I hope she finds happiness now that she's single, I guess. You know, everyone deserves to be happy, no matter who you are. So hopefully she finds it, wherever that is. And that's about it.
So in this video, I believe is the toxicity, when they make comments on these videos, they reference abuse a lot, which is what's leading me to think that it's one of the kids or it's someone close to the kids. Some people originally were thinking that it was Jackie, the AKA Catfish, but I think it's McKelty and Tony. It could be someone else, but there's some more videos I'm going to post on here that were an interview of McKelty and Tony with, I think it's either Aspen or Isabel, but I will post that next. So stay tuned and thank you for listening to the Laugh or Cry podcast.